Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today. I have a question for you. Do you feel free? Do you feel joy in your life? Do you feel loved? If so, I just want to rejoice and praise the Lord with you in your freedom that you have to live the life that God would have for you. But if you're feeling in bondage, you're feeling unloved, and you don't have the capacity to love, then I want to say something to you as we continue along in the Gospels. Today we're in John chapter 8, verse 36. There's a very important truth for you. Jesus simply, as he was answering those who were wanting to try to trip him up in an argument, he says, "You should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." What truth are we talking about? The truth of the Gospels. The truth that we've been looking at, that we're saved by grace. It's the grace of God that's able to change a man's life. I've run across many Christians in my days, and I look at them and go, why aren't they experiencing joy? Why do they seem like they're go about life caring with a big anchor tied to the back end of their of them as they're dragging it along? They just can't seem to get free. Well, I think they're still living in their past. They're still living in their traditions. They're still living, even though they might have heard this truth in John, as we have in John chapter 8, but they're hanging on. Jesus says that we're born again, that we must be born again. Paul says that we're new creatures in Christ Jesus. All things are passed away. If you're holding on to anger, if you're holding on to bitterness, if you're holding on to unforgiveness, you know what? Let me tell you, this day, the gospel will set you free. Our old traditions and our old man would like to hold us in bondage, but Jesus wants us to enjoy our lives, to have the abundance of the fruit of the Spirit that he talks about. Don't let yourself rip yourself off. A lot of times we blame Satan, but in this case, I would think a lot of times it's our choice. God is more than giving us a way out. He's given us a way out where we can experience freedom, where we can experience the joy and the love and the grace of God. And it's always through the person of Jesus Christ. Of course, we know when Jesus appeared on the world scene, the age of philosophy was almost dead. For years, the greatest mind of men were searching for the truth. Remember names like Plato, Socrates, Aristotle, even Diogenes are familiar to us all. By the time Jesus arrived, they were all dead, as was their quest for truth. When Pilate was questioning Jesus, when we get further down the road in the 18th chapter, he asked Jesus, he says, "Are you a king?" Jesus responded, "To this end was I born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I might bear witness unto the truth. And everyone is of the truth, hears my voice." Peter, I think he was kind of sarcastic as when he responded. He simply asked, "What is truth?" See, the sad thing is that truth was standing right in front of him in the person of Jesus Christ. And it's always comes through knowing him in that relationship that we have in Christ. It's not a relationship with a church. It's not a relationship with a pastor or some type of teaching that you get out there. Rather, it's a personal relationship that you have with our good shepherd. Remember, he's the good shepherd. He watches over his flocks, and he knows each and every one of us by name. So I want to ask you again, do you feel like you're free this day? Free to love the way God has asked you to love? Free to simply be kind to people? Are you caught up? Are you allowing that old man and the desire and desires of the old man to dominate you? You know, philosophies had despaired in finding truth. This is true of philosophies today, as you think of, we live in that, not only they went through the area time of modernism, and then we have this time known as postmodernism, and that the philosophers had concluded there is no universal truth. Isn't that so sad? In fact, they said everything is relative. Otherwise, well, your truth, whatever you come up with, that's fine with you. Just don't bother me with your truth. I got my own truth. Kind of reminds me of the book of Judges, the fact where every man was doing what was right in their own eyes. See, their new understanding isn't anything new. It's been around forever. As you want to, you know, take a shortcut away from the real truth, because truth comes from knowing Jesus. In fact, Jesus, when he arrived on the scene, he says, grace and truth comes from him. It comes from Jesus. It comes from knowing him. But yet, men reject this. Believers reject this because they don't want to deal with the truth that he says to us, that if we're going to follow him, we need to deny ourselves. And quite frankly, that's not an easy choice, is it? Because we've been so trained all of our life is to live for ourselves. Are you willing this day to die to yourself? Or is me too important? Or the things that you're striving to do are so important? Well, I think the Bible is so clear. It's so clear, if we want to follow after Jesus, the first step is we need to deny ourselves. The second step we need to do is pick up our cross. Even as Jesus fully submitted himself to the will of the Father, we need to also. And then we need to follow Jesus. Jesus is simply telling them that the truth will set them free. Men today, I believe, are in bondage because of the lies of Satan. Our whole society is suffering today because of the promise of freedom, which in reality brought them in great bondage. There's much talk about legislature, even to pass bills on how you're going to, you know, put some new moralities to this world. But you know what? Even if they change the rules and if we keep heading in the U.S. on a downward spiral, the only thing that will really change us is not the things that they pass in Congress or Senate, but the things that liberates people. The people, things that liberated our founding fathers was the truth that they find in the person of Jesus Christ. Of course, we see in our story the answers of the Jews to Jesus is we have Abraham's seed, and we have never been in bondage to any man. What do you mean we'll be made free? What a picture they are men today, in bondage, and yet they didn't realize it. At the time they were talking to Jesus, the Roman soldiers were walking the streets throughout Judea and Galilee. They were right there in Jerusalem. They were forced to pay taxes to Rome. At any time, a Roman soldier could compel them to carry their luggage for a mile. Yet they were saying, we have never been in bondage to any man. The world thinks that they're free and gaining more freedom each and every day. In reality, they're in great bondage. Now what they call them the liberals. I think during the time of Jesus, there were many liberals running around, not seeing the light because the darkness was covered over their eyes. And Jesus then explains to them what he meant when he says the truth shall make you free. He says real bondage is the bondage of sin. He says whosoever commits a sin is a servant of sin. Paul said in Romans chapter 6, know you not that whom you yield yourself a servant to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether unto sin or unto death, or unto obedience or unto righteousness. So beautiful, isn't it? If Jesus is not the master of your life, Paul is simply saying, then your life is being mastered by sin. And to make it more simply, you're being mastered by your own self-will. See, you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and yourself. Peter describes it quite well. In 2 Peter 2:19, he says, why they promised them liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption. For whom a man is overcome, the same is brought into bondage. He says there were those who would like to say, hey, I could got the answers. I got a 10-step program that's going to set you free. I got a 5-step program. You need to buy my book. Come and follow me, and I will show you the keys to losing weight, the keys to stop drinking, the keys to, you know, stop with pornography, you name it. But what Peter was saying, it really does come down to the true liberty, if you want to be set free, is knowing Jesus Christ. So true freedom, if the Son sets you free, he says, if you Son sets you free, you're free indeed. He says you could underscore that. He says if God sets you free, there's no bars, no chains, nothing at all will keep you from enjoying the life the way God would have you to enjoy, enjoying the abundance of life, the fruit of the spirits. It's only through Jesus Christ can you ever become free from the power and the grip of sin as on your life. Let me say that again. It's only through Jesus Christ can you ever become free from the power and grip of sin has on your life. The freedom that I have in Jesus Christ is true freedom. Oh my goodness, what great freedom that we have. If you remember, and I'll close with this little story, the story of Homer in this classic work of Odyssey describe how Ulysses was able to pass by this island on the Siren. Those nymphs who had begun their beautiful singing lured so many sailors to the death by their shores, and Ulysses was clever. Daring fellows who were always, who, you know, of course, they're always ready up for the challenge, and though no sailor have ever heard that beautiful music and lived, he was determined to do so. And he had his sailors bind him to the mast of the ship, and then they had them all put wax in their ears, and the ship sailed by the island, and when they heard the music, he was so enchanted that he tried to break the ropes, and he shouted for the sailors to cut him free. But alas, with the wax in his ears, they were not able to hear his shouts, so he heard and lived. There was another hero of the Greek mythology named Orpheus, whose music could charm even the demons of the underworld. And his ship was sailing past the island once again, and the sailors began to turn their ship towards the dangerous rocks. And he began to play of his flute, such beautiful music that ever was played, surpassed the other songs that were being sung, and the sailors turned back on course, and they were thus spared the shipwreck and death. There are some, like Ulysses, who have a great desire for evil, but feel bound by the ropes of morality that would restrain them from doing evil. There are others who have desire for sin, but have heard the more beautiful music of heaven, are no longer lured by the music of this world. This is true freedom. This is true freedom. If the Son makes you free, you're free indeed. The love of the world has been replaced by the greater love for Jesus Christ. So as I open, are you free? Are you in bondage? I pray that you start listening to that beautiful music of Jesus. Listen to your heart. As you listen to Jesus speak to you, I believe that your mind won't reject him. Listen to what the words of Jesus, what he said here this day. He says, you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I believe that. I've experienced it in my own life. And I pray that this day, that you might start experiencing victory. Victory through Christ over sin, over the bondage that holds so many from enjoying the freedom that God has for us. So I pray that this day, that you might experience this. Lord, we want to pray. I want to pray for my friends, my family here who listens on these podcasts, that this day Maybe there's things in their lives that got them kind of wrapped up tight in a ball, where they just feel almost like not even getting out of bed in the morning. I pray that you might set them free, that they might turn to you, and they might know of your great grace and your great love, and that freedom, the knowing that the great God of all God just simply loves them, the person that they are, their personalities, their good points, their bad points, and their in between points. The fact is that you love them. And may that truth of God's love set them free even this day. In Jesus' name, amen. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.